Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 10th, 2022. Today is Palm Sunday. Our reflection today is drawn from Luke 22, verses 1 through 23. Included in this passage of Scripture is Luke's narration of the institution of the Holy Meal, the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, Holy Eucharist. Jesus is gathered at the table with his disciples to commemorate Passover. And he takes two elements of the Passover meal, the bread and the wine, and he transfigures them, repurposes them, rededicates them, such that they are imputed with new meaning. This is my body. This is my blood. We can't know what the disciples' reaction might have been to Jesus going off script with the Passover meal. I've been wondering all day, did they know it was their last supper with Jesus? Plenty of Christians have debated through the centuries about what Jesus knew and when Jesus knew it. But, at least the way Luke tells the Jesus story, it is clear that Jesus understood his prophetic witness, his intentional confrontation with the religious authorities, was going to lead to a final showdown of sorts, and that because he was at odds with the religious authorities, eventually he would be at odds with the civil ones as well. Did they know? Did the disciples know, as they were sitting around the table, that they would never be assembled in quite that fashion ever again? And while Jesus knew, or at least Luke says he does, that the one who would betray him was at the table as well, the disciples, in all of the drama accompanying that remark, were still not quite understanding what betraying Jesus would mean, either for Jesus or for them. And so I return to the question. Did they know it was their last meal together as a community with Jesus at the head of the table? One of the realities of our lives as liturgical Christians is that the Eucharist, the communion, the Lord's Supper is always present, particularly for we Episcopalians. There's never a Sunday where Or there are very few Sundays where the Holy Meal is not commemorated. And sometimes I wonder if, with the ubiquity of the Eucharist, if it hasn't lost some of its sacredness for us. I wonder how hungry we are to receive it. We try these days to figure out ways to squeeze church into all of our busy lives with our hyper schedules and our frenetic pace. As I've watched us gradually return to pre-pandemic rhythms of life, I've watched as folks' calendars have become overpopulated again, and they're literally racing from one thing to another to try and fit it all in. And this leads to a certain hurriedness around worship and around receiving this meal that Christians believe is the very sustaining nourishment that our souls need. Did the disciples know It was their last meal. What if the Eucharist we received this morning, or last week, or last month, or whenever we were last in person in church, what if that was the last that we will ever have? One of the realities of my work is that I often hear people make comments after someone has died, whether the person died suddenly or whether they died at the end of a longer illness. People will often say things like, "I just talked to them last week. I didn't think it would be the last time." Or, "I've been meaning to call. I just thought there would be more time." Or, "I'd hoped I could get by there, but I just couldn't ever quite make it happen. And now they're gone." I was shocked earlier last week when a college classmate of mine who lived in another state died suddenly. And of course, in the days in which we live, I read that on Facebook. And there were similar comments that were populating the obituary on my friend's Facebook feed. "I wanted to see you one last time. I thought there would be time. I was looking forward to. I meant to call you. I didn't know it would be your last day." Well, I'm not attempting to be morbid. I'm simply reflecting on the fact that gathered around that table so long ago in the upper room, the disciples were given a precious gift. And I suspect that they couldn't have known what Jesus was giving them and what he was preparing them for. As we enter this Holy Week, my prayer is that we won't take the holy things of God for granted, that we will cling to the story, that we will pray the prayers of the church, that we will receive the Eucharist when offered, and we will not receive it flippantly. We will not receive it haphazardly. We will not receive it thoughtlessly. But that we will receive it for the gift that it is, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in God. And while I pray that all of you who are listening to the sound of my voice will have the opportunity to gather at the Lord's table and feast with your fellow Christians for many years to come, I'm also aware that for some of us, it could be the last time. And so, if it is the last time, would you want the last time to be at the Lord's table to be a time when you were distracted, when you were frenzied or hurried, when you were worried about the next thing on your calendar? Holy Week gives us an amazing opportunity to step out of time, to reconnect with this central story of the Christian faith, to cling to the promises of God, and to embody the story of Christ's passion. My prayer is that we will observe these coming days as if they are the most important days of our lives. Because you know what? They really are. Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose dear Son on the night before he suffered instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, mercifully grant that we may receive it thankfully in remembrance of Jesus Christ our Lord, who in these holy mysteries gives us a pledge of eternal life, and who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.